day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice to sing a song of praise.
It's Wednesday. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn. We're here to tell you what maybe you don't know yet. What you haven't heard yet.
Nobody knows yet.
Thinking about things that have happened in the last 12, 13, 14 hours since you may have been out of touch. Hopefully you had a good night's rest and you're ready to take on the day, as it were. Where did that come from? There's another radio program. That
I think it might be, yeah.
All right, so Jennifer, a dozen tornadoes. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 tornadoes touched down yesterday near Dallas. National Weather Service described the twisters as large and dangerous. How else would you describe a twister? Small and benign.
Yeah.
Most twisters are dangerous. Anyway, I was talking to somebody whose office was in Arlington, Texas, about 7:30, 8 o'clock last night. And even though there were no deaths reported, she said that pretty much everything got disrupted, as you can imagine. The big 18-wheelers on the highway thrown around like toys, properties heavily damaged, tens of thousands of people didn't have power, therefore they couldn't communicate. So now the communications are back. What do you hear, or what do you sense is the feeling of a lot of people at the airport, for example? Tons, hundreds of flights were canceled. People are still stuck there, and I'm betting there's a lot of twittering and exchanges back and forth on Facebook about that.
Yeah, no, the tweets have been going, I mean, it's been trending on Twitter since yesterday, and it's interesting because you have a different perspective this morning now that the morning's starting to hit. Cheryl Brady just tweeted, it's 9:59 p.m. in Dallas last night, despite all of today's tornadoes, and the birds are whistling like it's morning. Isn't that interesting?
Right, well, the freshness when a tornado comes through or a hurricane, any wild weather event, excuse me, then the air is cleared.
And it kind of throws off nature a little bit, too, if the birds are chirping. And
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, there's a whole different sense of reality. But can you imagine being on a highway, seeing this thing coming, and not being in it, you know, like it doesn't get you, but it gets all these other vehicles, things that are... It was pretty close to the airport. You wonder, what would happen if a tornado went across an airport?
That would not be good,
Dallas,
probably.
That's one of the big airports in our country.
Huge. It's one of the connection airports and everything. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Another one that was kind of interesting, Doug, is this amateur basketball player was actually locked in his gym all day yesterday. They did you were just on lockdown wherever you were. Out of nowhere, you were just stuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of incredible if you put yourself in their shoes in Dallas yesterday.
800-510-8255. So the cleanup starts today. After the tornadoes tore through there, you got to wonder what people think when they're encountered by that. Any disaster. You've been in earthquakes. This conversation comes about every time there's one of these events. Earthquakes, hurricanes. What bothers you the most? If you're in Florida or the Southeast, probably hurricanes. And if you're in the Midwest, probably tornadoes. West Coast, probably earthquakes. Nothing new there. Big snowstorms. Some of the northern states, because those things can be pretty debilitating and disruptive as well. The thing about tornadoes is they're so fast.
But you see them coming. At least with earthquakes, they're just, it happens and it's over.
Yeah,
with the tornado, you actually have to see it coming towards you.
Right. 800-510-8255. The results of the three primaries in the three different states, or I guess District of Columbia, one of the three places where people voted yesterday. Any surprises there? Aha! Find out in a moment here on Good Day.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, Philly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Somebody just called and said, listening to the stories.
That's why I'm glad I live in Virginia. God bless. You're right, sir.
800.
Anytime you
Thank
can avoid
you.
That.
Right. 800-510-8255. 13 after the hour. Doug, Steph, and Jennifer Horn with what's happened overnight, so you can sound like you know kind of what the story is when you go off to work today or wherever you go off to school. Think Rick Santorum has not done well in the last 24 hours. As a matter of fact, he's lost. The count is now, Michael, what did you tell me, 600 and something, 655 for Romney. So is it time for the other three guys to get out? 800-510-8255. What about you, Jennifer, when you, again, sort of nosing around, looking at some of these social media sites, how much politics in general are people on Facebook going back and forth? Are there people in Wisconsin or Maryland or Washington where these events took place yesterday are saying, wow, this is great? Or,
you know, people still have their hardcore favorite fans. So people are still on Twitter. They're still acing on whether they're doing, you know, Newt Gingrich, who really, I mean, he was in the tank yesterday. He was hanging out in third or fourth place. But what's interesting is Matt Drudge took to Twitter yesterday and mocked Santorum a little bit. He said, Rick, please spare yourself further embarrassment. Do the right thing. Endorse Romney again.
And, yeah, like you did 4 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, is Drudge still relevant? We all used to, 4 or 5 years ago, go right to the Drudge Report every day, and I don't hear his name invoked as much anymore.
It's not as important as it was, obviously, during his prime, during the Clinton administration, but he still has his blog, he still has his website, and he still takes to Twitter quite often. I don't know if you've been to the Drudge Report lately, but
not
for
the last month or so.
It's really hard to navigate. He's got a lot of headlines everywhere, so I think, you know, if he revamps a little bit, I think people could use him as a valid source.
How's it different than, let's say, the Huffington Post or some of these other aggregators? Because that's really, I mean, everybody's aggregating everybody. Is there any original content? Where is this stuff come? Somebody's got to come up with the ideas, or is it just everybody parroting what everybody else says?
It's that little PR machine that cranks and all the news picks up on.
Well, is that? Is the news today nothing but PR? Is that what the news reporters, so-called reporters, are following? PR releases?
Well, think about some of the top stories that I sent you today about a new troop of dog scouts. That was a PR story, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You've got coffee and coffee decreases skin cancer. I'm sure that was put out by the coffee people.
Right.
I mean, you know, all these stories that are so-called, that you're going to see this morning on the Huffington Post, a lot of them are PR stories.
Very interesting.
I know.
Put it into perspective. What's
when you
new?
Think about who
what's
gains.
News?
Yeah.
800-510-8. That's why PR people are paid as much as they are.
That's right.
To get stories fed to people like us, or they pay, the company pays for it, and they do the work, and then we follow along like parrots, we collectively. And that's the same with the news media in general. They follow along, or they'll take something from the PR wing of their advertisers. Again, go back to the coffee thing. Is that something that was, you know, it's like polls. Most of the polls are paid for by some group. They want to find out, you know, what something is, so they sort of try to legitimize it. This is a great conversation starter, at least. How do you make up your mind on things? How do you hear various stories? You are being used.
It's true.
You are. You're being had by these. I think that's one of the big
and
stories.
And social media makes it even trend faster.
Right.
When you hear these things and you put it on Facebook and Twitter, I mean, it just gets bigger and bigger.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jen at DougStephan.com or follow us on Facebook at
Good Day Show.
Right. /Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show. John in Wisconsin listening to WAYY.
You know, I'm concerned that the every time the ABC, CBS, NBC, even the talk show, everybody's almost conceding that what's his name is our winner, and they don't ever say anything bad about him like they would any other conservative. And yet, it's like they're saying, oh, please, please pick Romney so that Obama can win. I like Santorum.
Do you want to know?
Everybody in the major networks say he can't win. Everybody in the major networks say, oh, Newt doesn't have a chance. He's no good. Nobody wants Newt. Oh, bullcrap. Newt's the best guy in the world for it.
Well, that's your opinion, sir. That is your opinion. It's interesting, Jennifer, in terms of what he was saying. There's no bad stuff about Romney. There's a story that's trending on most of the social media about the home that Romney has in La Jolla. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine where you are in Southern California, a lot of people are on this. He apparently has rebuilt or is in the process of redoing the house and putting this all together. People have started taking shots at him for putting an elevator into the house for his cars.
For his cars. Hey, you know, when you have 500 cars, Doug, you need an elevator for them.
Is that Jay Leno or is
Well, according to New York Daily News, the new house Mitt Romney is building here in California, his big mansion, has an elevator just for his cars. How cool is that? I mean, how ridiculous! What a stupid idea that is!
Says the man. Didn't you go yesterday to Jay
two
Leno's
days
garage?
Ago. Yep.
2 days ago.
2 days ago, I went to Jay Leno's garage.
Jay's
and what
garage.
A place. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It is incredible. At least 150 cars, and every single one of them runs.
Yeah.
He's got them all on trickle battery chargers, just ready to go at a moment's notice.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the election just for a second. Those of you who are in Wisconsin or Maryland or the district, did you vote yesterday in the primary? Did you take your job as an American seriously?
And if you didn't, why not?
800-510-8255 at 20 after on Good Day.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief. Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness. And Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Are you pretty and bright? 800-510-8255. 21 after on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
So, Roberta.
Yes, sir.
You have to do the whole weather report in the pirate voice.
Pirate, yeah.
I need to know what the weather's going to be in Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, 84 degrees and rain. Melbourne! We're going to go over there. We're going to pillage Melbourne, 79 and rain. You like that, Doug?
These people are adults, folks.
Speaking of your hat, where are your Buccaneers?
Whatever they are.
Well, under my fucking hat.
This is our captain speaking, my fine pinioned pirates. We're approaching the tricky boy. Sharpen your cutlasses. Maybe
skullduggery ahead. A new study claims that 4 out of 10 Americans are now obese. Yeah. The study was conducted by anyone working at a water park. Hey, check this out. Scientists now believe that humans discovered fire 1 million years ago. The evidence was found on Larry King's first birthday cake.
Did you hear that story? A Florida woman has been arrested for prostitution at a McDonald's after offering an undercover cop sex in exchange for 2 double cheeseburgers on the dollar menu. You heard of a crack hoe? She's a Mac hoe. Okay. I mean, what is that? And typical. Turns out she's only pretending to love it. Yeah, she didn't really. The worst part had a sign over Billion Surf. That was the worst. Enough of that.
More primary elections were held in Wisconsin, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. today. It feels like this primary has been going on for how many states are there now? Mitt Romney was expected to sweep all 3 primaries, or at least hire a guy to sweep them for him, and he did. He swept. Most experts believe this was Rick Santorum's last chance at the nomination. Some top conservatives are urging him to pull out of the race, but Santorum has rebuffed those requests. He refuses to pull out. Apparently, he considers that a form of contraception, which he's...
Today, Mitt Romney handed out turkey subs to voters before the Wisconsin primary, which explains Romney's newest supporter, Newt Gingrich. He's excited about that. Speaking of the election, yesterday Rick Santorum guaranteed that he will win the primary in his home state of Pennsylvania. And not to be outdone, Ron Paul guaranteed that he will finish somewhere in the top 10. Guaranteed.
Anyway, the woman with the ticket, she's enraged her co-workers because they say they each gave her $5 for the workplace pool, and they work at a fast food restaurant. I'm not sure I can say the name for legal reasons, but if the employees get screwed out of hundreds of millions of dollars, let's say they'll be serving unhappy meals.
There's Ferguson, Fallon, Kimmel, Leno, and O'Brien with some late night jokes. If you're,
you know, Craig Ferguson's a happy guy.
How's that?
He got renewed for another 4 years.
What
at
does
CBS.
He get paid? $3-4 million. I'm guessing you think it's about. What do you think the number is for that?
Have no idea what he would get paid, actually.
Well,
he'd be paid in that range.
Yeah, I mean, you look at what Leno and Letterman are making. It's about $25 million in that vicinity, $25, $30 million a year. Conan is at 13 or 14, and Kimmel has to be at least in that. So it's the tier. The first guys up are making 25 to 30. The second tier, 13, 14, 15. And so we have Ferguson and Carson Daly, who isn't Carson Daly on NBC?
He's got to be making 4 or 5.
Yeah,
he's
five,
on NBC.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, not a bad gig. 800-510-8255, lightening things up before we get back to conversation about the things that people saw in Dallas late yesterday afternoon, last night. Pretty amazing. Plus some new information from earlier in the morning, late last night, from Oakland about what it was that this gunman was angry about. We've all heard that story about the shootout in Oakland, California. What was the problem? 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Remember when video phones were just science fiction? Well, now the technology is affordable, and it actually works. By now, a lot of you have heard of Skype, which allows for cheap international calls and video chatting. If you have a smartphone, you've probably noticed there's a video chat app, like FaceTime for the iPhone and Talk for the Android. A service called Tango is compatible with a number of platforms, including Apple, Windows, and Android. But the real catch happens when you want to conference in more than one person. Instead, try using Ubu or Google Hangout, which allow multiple users to chat at once. Most video phone programs also allow you to call landlines for just a few cents a minute. But in some countries, a calling card can still be cheaper, so compare rates. Here's a final tip. If you know you're going to be away from your cell phone on a trip, get Google Voice Number. It allows you to check voicemails and texts from your computer, whether you're in a cabin in the Adirondacks or a cafe in Algeria. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Welcome to The Rest of the Story, the first in a fun contest series brought to you by Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year.
Nancy was looking forward to the perfect Caribbean cruise wedding. Miami in the morning, dinner with friends on board, dancing the night away, and a little wedding night hanky-panky to top things off. What she got was very different. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a new Kindle, visit travelguard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Hi, I'm Lennon.
And I'm Jessica. And we have a new comedy on NBC called Best Friends Forever.
In the show, Jess is going through a messy divorce.
Well, it's tough, but I'm holding it together.
She's really losing her crap,
okay.
Let's be honest.
All right.
So I let her move back in with me.
Only now, Len lives with her boyfriend.
So the three of us have to shack up together.
Which is not as sexy as it sounds.
No, it's called Best Friends Forever, not Sex Friends Forever.
I actually had a sex friend in college. Did not end well.
That guy had weird feet.
Yeah, like Frodo feet.
Very sexy.
Ew.
The premiere of Best Friends Forever after Betty White's Off Their Rocker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
So you're a maker of something. Wood crafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Going on this Wednesday, April the 4th, 2012. The situation in politics, electoral count, electoral delegate count. Romney, 655 after winning Wisconsin, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. yesterday. Santorum's count is 278, and the rest of them, does it matter?
Well, Pittsburgh's up, or Pittsburgh. Pennsylvania's up next, and yeah. I guess Santorum thinks he can still win that state, but is that even enough if he wins?
Well, no. You'd expect Mitt Romney to spend a lot of money in Pennsylvania. In the, contest April 24th would be Connecticut, Delaware, New York, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania, but back again to what a lot of people are saying, and I bet you'll follow a lot of this. You can see a lot of people saying the same thing. They're just running out of energy. It's the same story every day. The news media, who's winning? Who's got the count? What's Gingrich say? These people are eating away at each other.
Yeah, in his acceptance speech last night, I think to show you where Mitt Romney was, and people were talking about this on Twitter, they were doing counts, which I thought was pretty funny. Romney mentioned Obama 16 times during his speech, and guess how many times he mentioned Rick Santorum?
None.
Goose egg, zero.
Zero.
Yep.
So they've got it figured. It's a wrap. So where are the moderates in all of this? And is it, do you understand how important it is to vote? That was the question earlier on if you weren't listening. Did you vote in the primary yesterday or whenever the primary was held in your area? Are you understanding how important it is to vote in the primaries and to be involved in this guy? And the coverage, I'm sitting here sort of chuckling a little bit. We had our local elections here in Framingham, the town where I grew up and where I live now, and I ran for town meeting member. I don't know whether I won or not.
How do you not know that you won?
I don't. There's no information anywhere. I can't find anything posted anyplace.
That's weird. So you just wait, and you never know if they're going to come to the door with a crown?
One way or another. I mean, a town meeting, there are 200 town meeting members. Interestingly enough, in the part of town where I live, there are lots of people who want to be in the town meeting. On the other side of town, they didn't have enough people. There's supposed to be 10 town meeting members in the 20 20 meeting members in the 10, no, it's 20 precincts, so it's 10 meeting members. And some of them didn't have enough to even fill the slot of open seats, which is incredibly, given the fact this town is a mess. There are all kinds of upsets. Assessing is screwed up and town services are screwed up. It's just a mess. And yet not enough people. See, that's why I guess I've sort of turned, as a kid who grew up here, I always thought the town former government was better, but now I'm beginning to think we ought to have a city just to have somebody accountable for all of the messes. And you just see it every level. Town, mess. City, mess. County, mess. State, mess. Country, mess. So why aren't there more people involved? I don't get that. I wish, however, that there were more people involved. Are you involved? Do you think that going to vote in the election every 4 years is your, that's it? You've done your job. Over. Finished. No. No, no. I think people are more involved. You can see it on the social media, though, I think, this time around, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, people have more of a form to comment, where before right. you just kind of watched it all unfold.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Okay. Today is the first day of the new baseball season.
Yeah, I'm kind of outraged by this.
You are?
A little bit, because, well, there's only one game today, and then tomorrow is, you know, quote-unquote, official opening day. Yeah. But I want it all to be like one big bum-bum-bum. What is this with this trickling stuff? Plus, they started the season last week when they went to Japan for a couple of days.
Well, they do that, I think, every year for the last 10, 12 years, maybe longer. I remember them going over. They go to Japan, play a game, and they come back here. They sort of get the... In Japan, baseball is pretty much as popular as it is here.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And a lot of... Don't we have a lot of players that are Japanese now, more and more?
More and more, absolutely.
Red Sox had a pitcher whose name was Hayahuya Hayagao.
Oh, Hayahuya Hayagao. Nice. No, I do not remember him. No. Hey, but one thing you will love tomorrow, yes. Not that I'm showing my affiliation at all, but Dodgers, yay, go Dodgers.
$2.5 billion
for Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson's group buys it, and they think they recoup that money with the television rights pretty much right away.
Yeah, everybody in L.A. is upset because they feel like they're going to see those charges incorporated into their cable, satellite, all their entertainment consumption stuff, because that money gets passed on to us ultimately. But the big story that you're going to care about is that guess who's performing in opening day tomorrow?
Guess who would be, what, singing the national anthem?
No, actually doing a pregame concert. The Beach Boys, because it's Dodger Stadium's 50th anniversary. Well, the L.A. Dodgers' 50th anniversary this year. And the Beach Boys are celebrating their anniversary, so they're going to be performing at the game tomorrow. And on and off throughout the season, the Beach Boys will be doing these mini concerts, which I think is like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, that is cool. Good,
into
good.
It.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Nice. 800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or on Twitter @Good Day Show. In a moment, some of the reaction for folks who watched these trucks get blown around as the tornado swept through the area south of Dallas late yesterday afternoon. Plus also, what in the world was it that motivated this fellow, now I can't remember his name. What was the guy's name that did the shoot up in Oakland?
Oh, I'm looking at him right now. Yeah. His name was...
One Go.
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce
it? O-N-E, one go, G-O-H.
One go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Two go, three go, you go. Well, not so good. Okay. Attempt at bad humor.
I know.
You can understand that. 20 minutes before the hour on Good Day.
Because no one knows how to keep your Buick at its best like the Buick Certified Service Experts. They'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basic. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
While many rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. Mahatma Gandhi reached out with the strength he cultivated within his soul.
So pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hi, I'm Lennon.
And I'm Jessica. And we have a new comedy on NBC called Best Friends Forever.
In the show, Jess is going through a messy divorce.
Well, it's tough, but I'm holding it together.
She's really losing her crap, let's be honest.
All right.
So I let her move back in with me.
Only now, Len lives with her boyfriend.
So the three of us have to shack up together.
Which is not as sexy as it sounds.
No, it's called Best Friends Forever, not Sex Friends Forever.
I actually had a sex friend in college. Did not end well.
That guy had weird feet.
Yeah, like Frodo feet.
Very sexy.
Ew.
The premiere of Best Friends Forever, after Betty White's Off Their Rockers, NBC Tonight.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
17 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I are trying to help you understand what has gone on in the last few hours. Last few, I don't know, 12 hours, 14, 20. Some people have been asleep since yesterday at this time. You know that how people get their news and information predicated on what they do for work. So few people watch the evening news now that it's become irrelevant for a lot of people, Jennifer.
You know what I like? I like those new 8 o'clock newscasts because I could never make it till the 10 o'clock news.
Is the 8 o'clock, is even the 10 o'clock newscast, the 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock newscasts on television are being brought about because people are not watching the conventional networks. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of, and there are some good shows at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's people just staggered not work them. Schedules now.
People are going to bed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
People are getting up earlier, therefore they want to kind of know what's going on, and therefore our job of, at least in terms of trying to, our obligation, our feelings that we have some inkling as to what you're talking about, because we're an aggregator, and we pass along to you, and you can absorb it as you will. 800-510-8255. Thus is the story with the Twisters that touched down in Dallas. I'm looking at some of the video now here of four or five trailer trucks.
Yeah,
that
YouTube
were tossed
is just
around.
Jammed with all this stuff. Yeah.
Right. All right. We have some people who were heard as this thing went through and what happened afterwards. Let's listen to a couple of voices.
She was in the house, Wolf, with her two sons. I walked through the house just a little while ago. I cannot believe you're standing here next to me.
It's only by God's grace that I'm here.
Wolf, and just so you, it's hard here at night to kind of give you a sense of what happened inside this house, but there's only one little area of the house that has any ceiling left intact, and it was the bathroom that Nicole and her two sons had jumped into. Walk us through the moments leading up to that hit.
30 minutes prior to it happening, my mother called me to let me know that the storm was pretty bad. I knew a storm was coming. I had no idea it was going to be like this. And my son, Colin, my 18-year-old, came home from school and had a sandwich, and we were watching the news. And the hail started coming down, and once the hail stopped, our electricity went out. And then I thought, you know, that's it. We need to get in the bathtub. And then not maybe 5 minutes after us sitting in the bathtub and making some phone calls, I called my husband to let him know that we were safe and to find out where he was. It blew through. It was like a freight train. It was very, very loud.
Your sons told me that they threw you into the bathtub and they got on top of you.
Well, they were over me, yes.
Nothing like a son's love.
Interesting, I know.
For his mother under that circumstance. So that was obviously from CNN last night. These people, I'm looking at a couple of the other blogs here. The mayor said, quote, "We've dodged a bullet. We've done the primary search. Residents here, Gwen writes, was like the Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it looks like. It looks like a movie. I mean, it's just incredible if you see any of these videos.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens at a tornado. I mean, that's you got to have a presence of mind. People today, it's sad. These sort of things ought to be taught in the schools in those areas because the people are clueless. People have such little common sense. But more, you know, at least people, again, in this circumstance, I'm looking more at this video here of the sky and how it looks. I drove across country last week, a couple of days when the sky was pretty black as I came across the plains. I mean, you know how you feel when you look at that black in the sky? What is it that it's going to produce? What are you going to be in for as you drive into it? So these were EF1 and EF2 twisters.
Can I ask you a dumb question?
No, it won't be a dumb
maybe
question.
Maybe it's not a dumb
There's
question.
There's no such thing as a dumb question. The only it's dumb question West is one that doesn't question. Get asked. Yes.
It's a West Coaster question.
Yeah.
Why do we get into the bathtub during tornadoes?
That is an excellent question. 800-510, because it's solid. But if the bathtub gets picked up and you get tossed around,
I mean,
you're
it becomes
in it.
A boat or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's going down the cellar. It's finding something that you'll be protected. I don't know. I mean, what is there about a bathtub? That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. 800-510-8255. Okay, so Oakland, California, this fellow one go, apparently targeting a female administrator at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Who was killed?
It was an interesting group of people. I guess they were all from either Korea, Nigeria, Nepal, or the Philippines.
And they were in...
Yeah, they were aging in range of age, that's a tough one to say, from 21 years old to 40 years old.
He was expelled.
Yeah, it was six women and a man that died.
And he apparently was bullied by these people who he killed.
Okay, he's 43 years old.
I understand that.
I mean...
At some point, you think that you ought to be able to get over it as an adult? It's not like being a child?
I guess so. It's, you know, life is full of ups and downs and difficult people. And by 43, I would think that you would learn how to deal with that without having to resort to grabbing a gun and going after everyone.
What do we know about him coming to this country, though? He's not a Native American. He came here... in this, and there are a lot of people certainly in Oakland and San Francisco come from the area where he is. What is there about their background? And again, as you say, at 43, you'd think he'd get over it.
Right. I mean, to me, when I hear that, it makes me think there really has to be something wrong with him, although people are saying there's not, that he was not even...
Well, how do they know that? They don't know.
There's something
wrong with him, or he wouldn't have done what he did.
Right.
That's pretty plain and simple, isn't it? 800-510-8255. Gene is in Arkansas. Lots of tornadoes go through your state, Gene. You ever been involved in one?
Well, not like those tornadoes yesterday. I've been near them, but I've not been in one. My sister rode that one out yesterday. It went right over her house, one of the ones in Arlington that went through there.
Really? What did she say when you talked to her?
Well, I called, happened to pop up on Yahoo that there was tornadoes in Dallas, so I, of course, looked on the weather and saw it was right over her house, and I called. She was under her dining room table.
Under the table?
Because it scared me to death. Yeah,
Was she under the table by herself, or were there other people in the house?
No, she was there by herself. That was the only thing she could think to do because the rattling and the trees were, going crazy. It was real. Yeah. She said it was so dark, it really scared her.
I bet it did.
She was smart, though.
She's 55, and so she's been through tons of those types of weather situations, and that one scared her pretty good. So she had a pretty good clue something was wrong.
Do you know why we hide in tubs?
Yeah, the tubs were like what you were saying. Usually your bathtub is pretty central in the house a lot most of the time, but if the tub has got the framing. The wood framing all around it, usually there's tile on the wall. I mean, it's a very substantial area in the house because of the extra framing to build in the tub surrounding.
All I can think of is the
low to the ground in the center of the house.
I have a big jacuzzi tub in one of my bathrooms. They got an old four-claw tub. I'd rather be in that one, thanks. Gene, thank you for your help. It's 51 past the hour on Good Day.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Right about 53 past the hour. Jennifer and Doug, and our focus here on your life, is it better because of technology? Lots of things have played in the last 24 hours into using technology. It always is that case now. I mean, when we were kids, it wasn't that way. But now, you heard the last caller, maybe he didn't, if you didn't, he was talking about calling his sister who's in Dallas, and the following, what did he tell me? On Yahoo or something, he saw that the Twisters were coming, and then he followed it on the... They have these the weather sites. You can follow the Twister exactly.
Sure could,
where,
yeah.
You can see where it is, on what street it's on, thanks to Google. So he knew it was on his sister's street. Wow.
That's almost scarier heavy. Than being in the tornado, don't you think, with someone you love, when you can follow that tornado to someone's house.
All right, but let's just talk about this for a second. Another caller from Columbia, South Carolina, is Winford. Yes, sir, hi.
Hey, good morning, Doug.
So have you been through one of these?
I have. I used to live out in Kansas for about almost 4 years.
Yeah.
I've seen five fingers touch down at one time.
Woo.
Whoa.
Not good. Did you go hide in the usual places, or did you have some place creative that you went?
Culvert. The first culvert I could find.
Yeah, under the road, you jump in there. That's, and you're really safe there. Because it's not going to rip up the surface. It's going to take what's loose on the surface, but it's not going to take up the road.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, right. And did you get close to, under any circumstance, any danger, or you just sort of, after a while, took it in stride?
I just took it in stride after a while.
Yeah. All right, well, the other thing, if you can't be in the open like that or get into a you know, a culvert or a stream or something, and then if you're in these homes or in a business or something, especially if you don't have a cellar, what the heck do you do?
Well, actually, the bathroom, the first caller was correct, the bathroom is the safest because most houses are built with two by-fours.
Yeah.
Except the bathroom requires at least one of the walls to be two by-six, which is a heavier, sturdy, you know, framing.
Unless you're in a house that was built 200 years ago, and then you're in big trouble. Or actually, the houses were
not
built
like
better.
You, right?
They have big posts and beams. Yeah, the house around
it
here.
Say, I found a site that tells you how to stay safe during a tornado, and it says to stay low to the ground, basement or lower if you can. If not, on the regular floor, lay face down underneath like a heavy structure or in the bathroom somewhere central in the house.
Uh-huh.
So, right. And if you're in a mobile home, get out and run. That's what they said.
Yeah. Well, now Winfred doesn't have to worry about anything except hurricanes.
Not safe.
There in Columbia. Winfred, thanks for your sharing. 800-510-8255. Okay, let's tune in to Shelley Palmer in a moment. He's got some news on what Nokia is going to do next.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with +2 weed control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block and watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Did you know that all skins need hydration? Here's the refreshing news. It's Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's, and Moisture Surge Extended Thirst Relief is free with your purchase of $23.50 or more. Skin looks happier and healthier thanks to this 24-hour moisture drink. A spring palette for eyes, lips, and cheeks is yours too. Choose pinks or nudes. In all, $60 worth of our best color and care is free with your Clinique purchase of $23.50 or more. Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, on April 8th, Nokia will bring its Windows Phone Lumia 900 to AT&T for only $99. This is a Windows phone, and the user experience is decidedly different from an Android or an iPhone. If you're all Windows, the way many iPhone users are all Apple and many Android users are all Google, this phone may work for you. With Xbox Live and Microsoft Exchange integration, the Lumia 900 takes advantage of what Microsoft does best. And while the Windows Phone app marketplace is small, all the classics are there, with more on the way. When Nokia announced the tech specs of its new Lumia 900, I was pretty skeptical. On paper, the phone underwhelms, but in practice, it's pretty awesome. The Lumia 900 takes full advantage of AT&T's LTE network without encountering the classic AT&T problem of the dreaded dropped call. If I was an all-Windows person, I wouldn't think twice. For $99, this is a lot of phone. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com for more information.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, I'm Lennon.
And I'm Jessica.
And we have a new comedy on NBC called Best Friends Forever.
In the show, Jess is going through a messy divorce.
Well, it's tough, but I'm holding it together.
She's really losing her crap, let's be honest.
All right.
So I let her move back in with me.
Only now, Len lives with her boyfriend,
so the three of us have to shack up together.
Which is not as sexy as it sounds.
No, it's called Best Friends Forever, not Sex Friends Forever.
I actually had a sex friend in college. Did not end well.
That guy had weird feet.
Yeah, like Frodo feet.
Very sexy.
Ew.
The premiere of Best Friends Forever, after Betty White's Off Their Rockers, NBC Tonight.
Check out the Dog Scouts of America. There are 38 troops of them going around doing good deeds in 22 states. They're all there. The story at DougStephan.com. 59 past the hour on Good Day.